Aleph Sefek. Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidim Rishis Rabim. So Hikifum Enem Yehudim Mechitza B'Shabbos. So this Rishis Rabim was converted on Shabbos into an enclosed area.
How do you convert it on Shabbos?
Well, so now that they put this wall up, it's a chotzer that two people have access to it, so they cannot carry from their houses to the chotzer. If they want to do bittul, so the law is any mechamav bittul kolecha d'chaver. Bittul doesn't work.
What's the story?
There's two houses across the Shisha Rabin, and on Shabbos the Goyim decided to enclose the area for whatever reason. That's their business, and now it's an enclosed area between the two houses, so it's no longer a Shisha Rabin. Now it's a chatzah in the middle with two houses opening into it. So, but the problem is they can't carry from their houses to the chatzah because of the Eruv HaTeres issue, which obviously they didn't make, because before Shabbos there was no chatzah. So we want to use bittul on Shabbos. Any mechal mevatel kedei sheyuchal lachaver lishtamish. So neither one can be mevatel the rishus to the other one, thereby allowing the other person to carry. So it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Vatam, why doesn't it work? Lekimish lahoyu chelam la'arav yachad mi boydim. There was no chotzer. There was no way to be ma'ar of the two people before Shabbos. Ramina Kimish and Nesel, the Mrs. Shabbos, Nesel, the Chol Shabbos, Wumahani Bittik. So here's a scenario where we invoke the rule of Nesel, Mrs. Shabbos remains also. So Bittul, which is there potentially at the beginning of Shabbos, overrides the rule of Kimish and Nesel. But over here, there was no Bittul available at the beginning of Shabbos because there was no Chotzer. So Mela, we invoke the rule of Kimish and Nesel, Mr. Shabbos, it remains also. Okay. Vav, Yerush Mavalta Rishus. So what about the following scenario? It's somewhat similar, but it's not. Shimla Erav Marishai. So there was a person who was a part of the Chatzar. He wasn't Maharav. So potentially as the Bittul. Then he dies. And now the Yerush owns the property. The Yerush owns the house. So the Yerush had no possibility of Bittul beginning of Shabbos because he didn't own the house at the beginning of Shabbos. But over here, if the Yerush doesn't move in, so he doesn't answer. But if the Yerush moves in, now he's going to answer. Because that house, which was with the Nakar tribute, is now still an occupied house, now by the Yoresh, who did not contribute. But the Bittul will work, since the Marish could have been Mavatil. So as much as he takes over the Rishus of the Marish, he takes over that concept as well. It's not called, you don't take Kimish and Nesa. Chavav, Yoresh Bor Lodzer B'chotzer B'chotzer. It's only a problem if the Yoresh moves in on Shabbos. Aval Im Lohoye Bor Lodzer. But if he wouldn't move in, and Yisrael ben Echotz, he doesn't answer. The dira b'loy b'alim loy shmei dira chonal b'simin shenayin alef sif dalet. It's a house which is owned, but nobody's living here. No, it's not called. It's called loy b'alim. Finally, Abba Mashik Sabdu Shabir Alach. Yechavat Rishusach of Zayin. The af the boy the ruve may ask small the motzi ma'ariv. So we should have said the same as the case before. Since the beginning of Shabbos, he could not have been ma'ariv. So it was Nesar Mitzchil, beginning of Shabbos, it remains also the rest of Shabbos. So it's the same idea. Over here, it works. Because the Mor says that the Yerush, the way the Torah perceives Yerusha, it's not that it transfers from the Morish down to the Yerush, but rather the Yerush steps up into the place of the Morish.
Don't we say that typically only by the son, his father. I mean, it's the son.
Regards to the logic of how Yerusha works, it's a big discussion in the Gemara. Is the Yerusha's ben different than the other Yerushas? And there is a mashmos that regards to certain concepts. Yerusha's ben is different, and the ben definitely is Amid B'Makam Av. And more discusses it. And Lagabi, the dinim of Yibum, etc. The more says that there's a deal that the ben stands B'Makam Av. But the Gabi, this din Rabbanan, we're not going to differentiate. We're going to give it all of them the same din. That hence Mishnah Berurah's lost on the Yerush Karadavua, who, which is like a,
this is the line.
Yeah. Zion Mavatlan Mechazin Mavatlan. Now this bittul can be made and be retracted. So that also means theoretically you could have a situation where one person has needs. Have to be addressed. So whoever else will be mavatal to him, he'll take care of his needs, and then after that's done, he can be mavatal, and then everyone will be mavatal to a different person, and then that person will take care of his needs. Ketzad, klaimer, shavatlan mishusim b'nei chatzu zu l'bnei chatzu acheres. One the chatzu can be mavatal, all the members of one chatzu can be mavatal to the other chatzu. Oh, le'echad mi b'nei chatzu, achi tziu mashi yirtzu. Until they do whatever processes they need to do, whatever item they need to take out, that is done. Then they turn around and they do the bittul the other direction. The people who receive the bittul will now be mavatl to the people who were the mavatlim before. Now they're receiving the bittul, and now they can carry. Okay. But just through bittul, they can't carry, because when they carry out from their houses, they're being mishtamish. Either they're archim, they're not archim. I don't see rabbim or archim to a yochid or to a rabbin. Okay. So this is all talking about Jew to Jew.
Who is Orchim or
Rabbi? A Rabbi is not considered Orchim for to a Rabbi or to a Yochid. Okay, Simishin Pei Bei, Simadira Seni, Huli Ma Kevas Pei Ruba. What's me?
So the Bitulim don't work.
Bittul works, but the idea that based on the Bittul, the Mavatl is allowed to carry out from his own Rishus, because if there's one mavatl to many, he becomes their guest. He's allowed to carry out even from his own rishus. If he's mavatl his rishus, his bias, he can carry from his bias to the chatzur. We don't say he's retracting his bittul by carrying to the chatzur, because it's just like they can carry from his house. He can carry from his house also as a guest of them. He's their guest. They own the house now. He's not retaking his ownership. He's just But being like a guest sometimes will help them and carry somehow. He's carrying something out as a guest. That's only true with the yochid to a rab. We look at him. So, but if it's a rabbin to a rabbin, or it's a rabbin to a yochid, the rabbin are not considered his guests. If they carry from their houses, they're being mavat to the rishu, they're being mavat to the bittul. That's what they were saying before. Okay. Now, Zok Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shepei Beis. Hadar Ma'akim B'chatzah. This is all talking about, till now, we all talk about all Jews. Now, what about if there's non-Jews there? So it's one Jew and one non-Jew. So Eino Yisrael Lov, that doesn't take an Isser. The fact that there's a second person in the Chatzah, the second person is a non-Jew, is not a problem. Achiyu Shnei Yisraelim Dorim B'Shnei Batim. Oysim Zelzeh. Also, Akim Yisraelim. If there's two Jews, which are living not together, that they're like one unit, but independently. So therefore, they create the halachos of Eru, a need. They create an Isser to carry, a need for Ruvah Chatzeris. Now that that's true, then Yehudi also is considered a consideration and a problem. So then even if they'll be ma'arif together, to be ma'arif together, we still have a problem with the goy's rishus here is here and they can't carry yet. Okay, but if there's only one Jew and one goy, the Jew doesn't have to do anything. He's allowed to carry. Because the dira of the non-Jew doesn't make it also for him to carry. Okay. And now the goy answers, so how do you solve that problem? He doesn't have a din of Eruv HaChatzeris, he doesn't contribute to the Eruv. So we're left with Bittul. So is there a din Bittul by goy? Bittul doesn't work either. So the goy's bittul doesn't work. He cannot contribute to the Ruvich and Tzeris. So now what? And you can't carry because there's a goy there. El Tzorich Sheyaskiru Mimenu. We have to rent, the Jews have to rent from the non-Jew the rights to the chatz. They have to actually pay money. Okay. Fine. So there are more. What about the following scenario? Yisrael shehisker hishul beis olen yehudi. So the Jew owns two houses in the chatzer. He's living in one, and the second one he's not living in, and he rents it out to a goy, or he lends it to a goy even. Over there, en oiser love. That non-Jew will not create a problem. Lehisker a hishul beis olen kadesh yeser love. He didn't give away the rights to the house to the extent that the goy's presence will answer on him. The Jew, as it were, maintained his rights to that property. Okay, now.
So he would have to contribute to the Erev then in that case? The Jew?
He does contribute. He's living in the Chatzar. He doesn't have to contribute twice, no. Let's say the other way around. The house is owned by a non-Jew. The goy lives in that house as well, and the Jew rented out part of the house. So now you have a Jew and a goy together. Here the Jew is renting from the goy, not the other way around. We need to be sarker from the goy. And the fact that you're paying him for the rights to your house, okay, I'll use it for the Erev, I'll pay him for the Erev also. That doesn't work. Okay. Yisrael Shehishul Hisker buys the Chaveira. Welcome to Dorim and Yehudim. We have the gears over there. So, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lives in the Chatzar. He owns two houses. And there's a goy in the Chatzar. And now he takes one house and he lends it to Shimon. So now there's two Jews in the Chatzar. Or he rents it to Shimon. Now there's two Jews in the Chatzar. Okay. So if only one Jew lives there and the goy is there, it doesn't answer. But now there's two Jews living there. So now it's gonna answer. Now you're gonna have to rent from the goy. Okay. But what about that we should argue that maybe we should look at Shimon as Reuven's guest? It's like only one Jew lives there. How should we do that? That since if Reuven left, maintained the right to store items in the Shimon's property, maybe that should give Reuven a tfisas yad as if he's still in that property. So now two properties owned by one person, and it happens to be Shimon's living there, but it's really owned by Reuven, and therefore there's only one owner together with the goy. So there's no need for pshiris. That's not true. Even though Jew number one, Reuven, still has a tfisa b'bayis, he has some control over the house because he's storing things there, he's using it for deer or for himself. So we don't argue it's like there's only one Jew there. If there's two Jews, Lomahani, Mesichim Lisker, Mani Yehudi. Therefore you have to rent Rishosim Lagut. Okay.
Do we get into how it supplies the Maisa for us today at all?
Yeah. We will.
Okay.
I mean, not directly in the Mishnah Berurah, but there's and Oyser love Aleph. If there's only one goy and one Jew, it doesn't answer. The Mikra Din, Diris Akum, Enu Cheshuba Dira. The Mora says really that we don't look at the presence of a goy, have a din of Dira for the purposes of Ruva Kaderis. Al Chomim Gazu, the Yasser love, Kreshlo Yodu Imoi, Vilmai Mimaisa, but the Chomim said, listen, you know, if you're very comfortable living with a goy, that's going to be a bad influence. So we'll make it not so comfortable with the goy because you won't be able to carry on Shabbos, which that's something which is very important to most people.
What?
Carrying on Shabbos within the parameters of what's mutter and the chatzar, etc., is important to people. So, if we're mad to the goy being there, as mikra din is a non-entity, so the Jew will live with the goy. If we say that the goy asers, the goy says, "Well, you didn't say I don't want to live with the goy because I can't carry unless I rent." And renting from the goyim, the Gemara says that they taught the Jews to try and do kishuv, so it wasn't so easy to rent from the goyim. I'm here and I want to rent your ownership in the chatzar. You keep doing everything as if you were doing it until now, but I'm buying from you and renting from you the ownership in the chatzar. Says, what does that mean? The Gemara says that he thinks that the Jew is doing like voodoo to him or something. We don't want you living together with him. Potentially, that will damage. The Jew will learn bad ideas. But so then, why is it? What's the difference if it's one Jew with one goy or two Jews in one goy? That wasn't so common to live that it should be one Jew, one goy shared a chotzer together. The only answer b'davar shkiach. The hind of Malkum Shadorim Kama Yisrael. There's multiple Jews there, so then they feel safe. Having a goy in the chotzer, of a loy bechad bias. There's only one person living there. The shliach sheyodu ben ha'akum, the hoyi chashudim ha'shliach hazdamim, the akum of man chazal. We're not safe people, so they were concerned they might do. They would do shliach hazdamim, murder. So Jews amongst many Jews, the guys may be much less inclined to start up. It's only one Jew and one goy, so the goy says, let's do the world a favor and get rid of the Jew. Nobody knows. So the Jews were smart enough to not live together with the goyim in those circumstances. That was a lo shkiach. They should be together like that. So if the chazal weren't goys around such a case. In a case where there's two Jews already in the goy, so that's already multiple Jews, the Jews feel more comfortable and more safe. And they would live like that. So that's already more common.
So we're dealing with the Inyan of Erevin, and then they set up the Zeris on the Inyan of Erevin. It's Darabanan in creating this Rishus anyways, of certain sorts, of being Matir, and now they're setting up Gezeris on that. Top of that. I'm just trying to understand conceptually what.
Okay, well. There's accounts that we don't make Gezeris. That's not relevant over here.
Yeah.
Because we're not making Gezeris to protect the Gezeris, we're making Gezeris for a totally different reason. That's not the problem with Gzera. Gzera was when Chachamim made it in Drabonon, they didn't start making protective measures around the Gzera Drabonon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's not relevant over here. The point over here wasn't to protect the measure against because of Gzera Drabonon of Ruach HaTeris. The problem was we're afraid of intermarriage. Right? Or, so it's a different reason. It wasn't Gzera to strengthen the first gzeira. The question is the other way around. We're doing something really interesting over here. It's like I'm sort of stepping into the world of Hilchas Erevin and using an Hilchas Erevin opportunity to address a Evan or Ezer issue.
Right. Now, say that about Cholavakum or something, Yainakum. I'm stepping into your day to protect Evan Ezer also.
Okay. Correct. That's, you know, it's a little bit. It's the only place in this whole chelik we have this case, right? Like it's interesting incursion into it. I would almost look at it the other way around. I think we spoke about the idea that when it was going to make a tekana, there's always two things you have to look at. You have to look at the why and the how. Right? The why is whatever reason Chazal felt the need to make a tekana. That's pretty straightforward. But even once they have a reason to make a tekana, they make it fit into some ground rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, the rice is taken, etc. So mixing up the why and the how is a problem. For example, Amir La'akum, when we spoke about the Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum, the Rambam says, if Amir La'akum wouldn't be in place, what would happen is people would run their businesses on Shabbos, stand in the factory, tell the guard, do this, do that, do that, do this, do that. They spend the whole day on Shabbos in the factory. Why should I go home? I can tell the guard what to do. So you've taken away the whole element of Shabbos because of without a Amir La'akum. That's the why. The Mechilta says that the Amir La'akum is tied to the Din of Shlichus, or tied to a posik. Rashi says it's a Din of Shlichus. So some according to Marinus, because Rashi and the Rambam. And the way I understand it is that it's Bechalan HaMacholikus. Why they wanted to do it was because since there's a Din of Shlichus, they wanted to make a Tekana of Shlichus. It's not why they made the Tekana. That was the vehicle once they made a decision why they want to make this Tekana to make Shabbos more Shabbos dick. They said, but that's very nice, but I'm sorry, where's the Isser of Amir La'akum? Why should it be Usser? Not why, what's the reason, but give me a concept in the Torah that I have a right to make such a thing. Oh, well, we do find shlichus in the Torah. Oh, okay. So it means when a Shia does something, like you're doing something, oh, it's like you're Mechal Shabbos. Now I have a framework to make it Usser. Okay. So it's two different issues. They're discussing two different parts of the process. So it's so much we use the Rubik, over here we use the rules of Rubik Chatzeris as a way. We have a problem of Jews living amongst non-Jews. One of the ways we're going to prevent that problem with the resultant issues is by using the rules of Rubik HaTzeris to solve that problem. So it's not the goal over here was Rubik HaTzeris. The goal over here was the reason for the Tekana was like Cholavakum. Or, you know, the reason why they're not Cholavakum, let's say, you know, Yeinakum, Pasakum, Pishalakum, we need to keep a distance. They happen to use the rules of Rubik HaTzeris because that's a vehicle, a place where we have a place to address the issue of living among the people together, living together. So it's a direct place to do it. So it's like, so the rules are going to be Rubik HaTzeris rules. So there, it's in Arkayim Simishin Pebes. The real the motivation is an Ebenezer motivation. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was interesting side discourse. This was an incursion into Rubik HaTzeris, and there was an excursion in the conversation about Tchanas Chachamim. Now this works if the two Jews live in two houses. What about two Jews living in one house? Even though there's multiple people live in that house and they're not necessarily even taking their meals together, for the purpose of this issue, we look at it as one bias. Even though the Chara in the arguments of the concern of the Jews being comfortable living with the Goy. Now, there's multiple Jews in the house, they're comfortable living with the Goy. But since in multiple areas, we don't look at one bias as being distinct batim, so the regards to Reuben Chetzeris issues, we're not going to change that now for the case of the Goy. Now, we're going to see later on, in a case where they have each one has their own distinct part of the house, they have own rooms, that's like Shnei Batim. What we're talking about here is that they're sharing every part of the facility together. They're eating their own items. They're not sharing their food, but they're sharing the same dining room. They're sharing the same. They're sleeping in the same barracks, whatever it is. Fine. Gimel Oysens Elzeh. Now we added a connection here. This is only true if there's two Jews living there in two batim, and they affect each other. Which means in a case where the two Jews live there, and they're not affecting each other. So then there's weiter, we can go with the goy. Either might say there's two Jews there. Again, the same idea, but once we're using the rules of Reuben Chetzeris, we're going to use the rules of Reuben Chetzeris. Lafuke bokum sheinam oishim zelzeh. What's an example? So we had a case before of a father with sons. That even though they live in their, each one lives in their own house, and they take the food from the father into their own homes, since everybody's using the same food source in that situation, and there's nobody else other than the father and the children, so in that situation, there's no need for an Erev. They're not Oysro Zelzeh. Shadim Shechem La'arav. So they mail the goy, doesn't affect them. They don't need the rent from the goy. Fine.
That could be like a yeshiva as well, where they all go and maybe get food from the yeshiva, and if it's all in one building, I guess.
Well, no, over there they're eating together. That's different. The Kiddush over here is in a case where they're eating separately, but it's all getting from the same place, and it's a relationship type of a situation of a father to sons. Mm-hmm. So then we don't look at it as being distinct. If you had a lot of poor people who live in the same chutzner and they all get food from the soup kitchen, yeah. Each one goes to their own home, even if they get it from the same place, that you wouldn't need an Erev. You might automatically have an Erev because they're sharing the food, right? But we'll work. You know, we'll have to work that out. But conceptually, since even though they're all getting from the same source, but since they are, there's elements of being distinct. That there's a din of Reuben Chetzeris. So the mashal, if people are in a hotel over Shabbos, right? So they're all getting the food from the same place. So that's not, you know, if they take it to their own rooms, so definitely you need Reuben Chetzeris. If they're all eating the meals together, so maybe the whole idea is that we should join together, it's like in for the meals. Well, we are joined together for the meals, right? So that's the, you know, that. Or do you say, listen, the ma'aser, unless you've done a official act of a Reuben Chetzeris, the ma'aser, you didn't join. The fact that we happen to be eating all the food together is not sufficient. So that's the machlokes, and the ma'aser of most places come hold, you should make a Reuben Chetzeris in that situation. But that's our argument. But taking their own rooms, that wouldn't help, except by case of a father to his sons. Also, Nachar Shalem Shlo Yoyel Eruvon Shema'arvi Menem Achi Iskur Rishus Hu'akum. So the Erev is not sufficient. We also need Skiris Rishus. Okay. And Pitla doesn't work, so he can't contribute to the Erev. Pitla doesn't work, so you have to do Skiris. Let's hold it here.